The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. There's three things that Christ does in today's gospel. He preaches, he heals, and he goes away to a deserted place. By his preaching and healing, Christ builds up the kingdom of God. And God calls each of us to do these. There's no special calling, because this is a universal calling to build up this kingdom of his. We share in his preaching by living holy lives dedicated entirely to him, and we share in his healing by visiting the sick and the homebound. Again, this is no special calling. This is just a general call. But none of this does substantial good if it doesn't have the last part, the last thing that Christ does to go with it. That's going away to a deserted place. This deserted place, this quiet, calm place, is where Christ daily was in contact with his Father. This was his source of strength, his source of renewal, and his source of mission. Without this aspect, this third part, the rest of his ministry would have fallen apart. The same is true for us. If we don't set aside time for prayer, everything else we do is going to fall apart. Everything. We can't do all the good things in the world and not be in contact with the source of life itself. We have to set aside time regularly. If Christ himself had to go into the desert, into a deserted place for quiet and solitude in order to talk to the Father, how much more do we need that type of experience? And how much more often? We can't do this without God. We can't do this without our Father, helping us and guiding us and leading us.